swarms of football fans cover the streets outside Madison's Camp Randall Stadium on the morning of the UW Badgers homecoming game. Bluish grill smoke fills the air with the smell of fresh-cooked brats. College kids knock down a few beers before the game in the yards and porches across from the stadium. In the middle of the chaos is a two-term United States senator shaking hands with people on the way to their seats.
How are you?
Good job.
Thanks so much.
How you doing?
Nice to see you.
Go get him, Senator.
I will.
There's no telling whether this will score Russ Feingold points in the polls, but he definitely gets to see a good sampling of his constituents. There are old pals, like Lamar Billups, who tells Feingold the campaign and debates are going well.
Hey, it looks good out there. He looks good, and you kicked him in his butt by the chair.
That's going on public radio.
I like that.
There's the occasional taunt. One woman actually purposely coughs on the senator. Some people walk by and yell from a distance. And Feingold finds out that being an incumbent doesn't mean everyone knows your name.
Mr. Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Feingold.
The senator says the whole experience is worth it.
I believe in getting out with the people. I've been coming to this stadium since I was 5 years old. And I believe that when you stop talking to the people, you start getting confused. And so I always do my listening sessions, but I also like to do this kind of thing because people can spontaneously tell you what they want.
This is an image Feingold has worked to cultivate throughout his political career. To diehard supporters, he is their man of the people in Washington. On the street or during a chat over a cup of coffee, most people are at ease calling the senator Russ. Perhaps out of necessity, challenger Tim Michaels has had to run a different campaign. At this stop in a Milwaukee airport, a few volunteers are on hand to hear from Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. This stop was mainly designed for the media, and Frist is here to give credence to the Michaels campaign.
I've chosen to spend a day here for one reason, and that is because I know Tim Michaels is a great leader. He's demonstrated it in the past. I know that he will be a great statewide leader as the next United States Senator.
Frist isn't the first nationally known politician to visit Wisconsin for Michaels. Former President George Bush was the keynote at a Michaels fundraiser earlier this month. Rudy Giuliani is also scheduled to campaign on his behalf. At this event, Michaels sticks to his usual campaign mantra and tells the crowd they need a better, stronger leader than Russ Feingold.
I provide that contrast. We are going to beat him in 6 days, and I'm proud to have Senator Frist here to help me in that with that effort.
At the end of the press conference, Frist mentions that the world is watching Wisconsin this election. It's hard to say whether he's talking about the Senate race. The state's 10 electoral votes are getting much more attention from presidential candidates and others. University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says that's distracted from the Michaels-Feingold race.
If the press had not been having to cover so many surrogates and so many presidential visits and vice presidential visits, I think they would be spending more time and effort on this campaign.
Michaels' own staff admits it's been tough for them to schedule campaign tours specific to their candidate. They've had better luck on the airwaves.
I'm Tim Michaels, and I approve this ad.
Russ Feingold has voted for higher taxes so many times we had to hire a speed reader. Feingold voted for...
UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon says Michaels' ads have been more aggressive than Russ Feingold's. He says that's typical of challengers.
They need to both convince voters why they shouldn't vote for the incumbent, and then later also having to convince them why they're the right choice.
Senator Feingold has used his ads to shoot back at Michaels. He's implied Michaels would be a rubber stamp for the Republican agenda. Each candidate blames the other guy for the race going negative, but Feingold says the attacks don't bother him.
I know he's losing when he uses language like that. It's desperate and it's unfortunate, but it isn't going to work.
Recent public polls seem to bolster this idea. Some show Michaels trailing by more than 20 percentage points. 2 weeks ago, the National Republican Party pulled back its pledge of more than $1 million in funding. But Michaels' spokesman Tim Robey says the campaign remains upbeat. And yesterday, the National GOP jumped back in the race, donating $600,000 to Michaels.
We feel very good that this race is a lot closer than what people are seeing in the public polls. And we think this commitment of $600,000 verifies that feeling.
Whether or not that's true should be clear by next Tuesday night. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.